knows the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yes.
I want Black Ripe Uncut Dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why did man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a can and a hole and a damn pot pocket between her damn legs.
Yes! Timothy, boy pussy headset. Boy pussy.
Boy pussy. Boy pussy.
Boy pussy. Boy pussy. Boy pussy. That could be like the bass to a dance song, couldn't it? Boy pussy. Boy pussy. Boy pussy.
Boy pussy.
Unsa, 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 unsa.
Boy pussy. Boy pussy.
Let the pussies hit the floor. Let the pussies hit the floor. Eric Simonson with you. Got a great show for you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. It's another long one for me. I'm really working overtime for you freaks. Today's Wednesday, so we've got a new DVDA, a Distorted View Daily After Show. After I post the podcast, I turn around and do a live video show for an hour on Ustream. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m., so check it out today. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of fucktards calling in and some funny audio and video to share with you. Speaking of funny audio and video, we haven't checked in with Raymond 14 recently. He did post a video, and he posted this on, like, April 14th, right? Can you understand what he's talking about? It took me a while.
Okay.
Okay.
We honor this it will be tonight.
Okay. Something's happening tonight that we need to honor.
I'm just prepping my the scenes.
And his arm is prepping the scene. I don't really understand what he said there, but is there some award show? Are we honoring Hollywood's finest?
Before rehearsal.
There's a rehearsal? Like, I had no idea where he was going with this.
It is appearing the April 14th and April 15th for the day. The horrific tragedy in Atlanta.
All right, now it sort of makes sense. I know exactly what he's talking about, right? He's talking about the Titanic crashing into the iceberg.
Hundreds of lives lost.
Yes.
And we need a to make it appearance.
Yes. Make it an appearance.
Relevant.
Make it relevant. I'm just stringing words together at this point.
Ago. And it's apparent that.
Oh my God! What is he saying? Spit it out!
It's the most marketed disaster.
Yes. In history. It's a real moneymaker. He kind of has a point. That movie's making tons of money. The cash cow.
And
but I mean, you don't see like Titanic action figures and stuff. It's not necessarily merchandised, like a Star Wars franchise or something. So there you go. He would, Raymond 14 paying tribute to the Titanic. It was 100 years ago. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on, yeah, on. Jack, I want you to paint me my big fat breasts. This is how I'm paying tribute, right? Never forget, 100 years ago. All right.
A lifetime, never let go till we're gone.
You don't want to hear me sing. Maybe at the end of the show today, I'll serenade you. Haven't I already sung this song on the program? I can't get enough of Celine. That horse-faced French-Canadian bitch. She can make me tear up in just a few notes. All right, speaking of cringeworthy audio, do you guys remember Game Crazy? It was a chain of video game stores in the U.S. They went bankrupt. By the way, as a side note, I am concerned for GameStop. If you're a GameStop employee, I would start getting your resumes ready, because there's no way that franchise is going to survive the next 5 years if what I'm hearing is true about Sony and Xbox, is that they're trying to make it so used games won't work on your system. You know, when the PS4 comes out, or the Xbox 720 or whatever, supposedly they're going to link each disc to your account, right? Your like your PSN account or something. And so if you buy that game used, you have to then pretty much like pay full price again and have it, so it'll be linked to your account. It's really, really bizarre. And I think GameStop makes most of their money from used game sales. But again, that's a side note. I'm sorry. I'm just geeking out here. Game Crazy was a chain similar to GameStop. The video game website Kotaku found a training video. It is retarded. I guess this is for potential employees, and they're trying to make the training video fun. So the premise is that this is some sort of like a sporting event or competition, and there's a couple guys announcing and doing play-by-plays as they watch Game Crazy employees try to sell products to customers. There Jimmy goes for the sale. He mentions the discount, and boom goes the dynamite. Like, you know, it's that type of thing, right? So they're watching, you know, Game Crazy employees do the right and wrong things. There is a woman in this video named Zelda. And she's sort of like the on-the-field reporter, interviewing the customers and the employees for some post-game reactions and shit. Her character is so annoying. And I realize they tried to do that. They tried to make it funny, but it really disgusted me. I was like, oh, I couldn't get through the whole thing. All right, take a listen here.
That's right, Bobby. But the kind of selling we're talking about isn't high pressure, some loud, obnoxious pitch. At Game Crazy, selling's about identifying needs, building relationships, and maximizing the gaming experience for our guests.
And it's all done by focusing on 5 key selling areas: hardware, used games, MVP, trades, and pre-orders. So let's go down to the game floor where Zelda Scott will take us through our keys to the game. Zelda.
Thanks, KC and VP. I'm down here in the His House, you know, the Heezy, with the GC Posse to get the 411 on Game Crazy.
That's the Game Crazy Posse.
Let's start with the hardware. This is like a gamer's ride, dog.
Oh my God, stop! Just stop!
And if you sell them the right ride, you got a better chance of selling some 20-inch chrome rims later. Know what I'm saying? The key here is to sell them the system that's right for them, so that they'll keep coming back for more accessories and games. And speaking of games, Game Crazy's got all the fly new game titles, but we've also got the mad hookup when it comes to used games.
And so you and your niggas can have a totally wiggity-whack time.
Can't hate on our used games, because they play like new, come with a 90-day guarantee, and they cost less. Booyah! Now, for the real hardcore players, the ones that are crazy tight with the GC...
Now, I do have to mention when this video was produced. I'm not sure what year, but the game systems they seem to feature are the original Xbox, the PS2, and the GameCube. So that should give you a rough time frame. It's not that long ago. It was a generation ago.
We've got the MVP card. The MVP card means upfront revenue for Game Crazy and higher trade values, special discounts, and exclusive tournaments for the players. Trades are where Game Crazy makes crazy dollars, and players can get mad values.
White people saying playa just drives me crazy.
Also means that Game Crazy's Players. Got the used game hookups on the latest games. And finally, pre-orders. Now this is for the real serious players. The ones who've got to get the new games first and beat them before anyone else. They can check out our Reserve Now board. Check out our product slicks in the Reserve Now binder.
Licks.
Put $5 down, and they've got a reservation at the hottest game spot in town, Game Crazy.
Okay, all right. I'm going to play one more short clip just so you can get the full Zelda experience. This training video is like 12 minutes long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. Here is some post-game reaction. This is after a salesperson helps a woman buy a system, some cables, memory card, games, all that sort of
Perfect.
Shit.
Okay.
And there's the add-on.
He's really selling the ultimate gaming experience, Keith.
Let's go down to the floor with Zelda, who's standing by with Ryan.
Rye Dog, that was the bomb diggity, my friend.
No!
How'd you do it, Dog?
Well, Zelda, actually, it was really simple.
If I was a potential employee, like, or I just got hired and I had to watch this training video, I mean, the TV would be on the floor.
To find out what she was looking for, I need to know.
You're throwing it through a window or something. I can't work here. I'm sorry. I can't be a part of this.
Who was me playing the system? What kind of games her son was going to be playing? What she could afford? And then what kind of features she might want later on down the line? I suggested the right...
That sounds pretty fly.
...system with the right accessories, built trust and a relationship. After that,
that's
it was easy.
That's the shiznit.
Well, you certainly made it look that way, Dog. There you have it. Back to you, KC.
Now excuse me as Rye Dog licks my black Nubian pussy. She's the whitest person I have ever seen in my life. All right, there you go. There's Zelda from the Game Crazy training video. Now, finally, before we get into the news today, got to say thanks to Derek for a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee submission. This is a song entitled "I'm Jacking Off to Your Facebook Pic Girl," which is a bit wordy, but that's okay.
I just wanted to take this time.
He's a black gentleman, and he's combing his hair. Most musicians would do that before the performance starts.
No.
But he's very street. I don't know what that means.
Talk to the sexy ladies on my friends list on Facebook.
Okay. Song to all you ladies on FB.
This song is for you. Because nothing that I can say can explain it better than this song right here.
Here we
this
go.
Is for you, baby.
All right.
I'm talking to you.
Every single girl on Facebook, this one's for you. And a one. Just his face alone. This is gonna have to be shown on DVD-A, I think.
I be feeling all alone at night. Feeling so lonely. I want you, girl, to be my tenderoni.
Oh.
I log in on Facebook and I start to look at them pics, and it made my day so hard.
There it is.
I feel the pressure rising, girl, rising for you, and I'm finna jack off.
I'm finna jack off.
Jack off to you. Girl, you got me feeling like I love you, and I want you. I'm jacking off to you. I'm jacking off to your Facebook pics, to your Facebook pictures, your Facebook pics, your Facebook pictures. You see the lotion. And it's the motion.
Oh.
I'm jacking off to you, girl.
He's using jack-off motion. He has one hand that's giving the jack-off motion up and down. And his other hand, he's got cocoa butter. That's what he uses to jack off, apparently. That's the lotion.
I'm jacking off to you.
This song goes on for 6 minutes. And I kind of want to hear every second of it.
Up to your Facebook pics. Yeah, I'm jacking off to you. And girl, I swear it's true. I'm jacking off to you, girl. If you take a picture with your booty out, I'ma jack off to it. Take a picture with your titties showing. Just to know a nut is what I'ma blow. I'ma blow on my computer screen.
Oh no!
And it's gonna look so clean.
Now, if you jerk off on your computer screen, it is not a clean look.
Wanna lick your shit, girl?
I know. I've blown my load on the bottom of my desk. I've talked about that before.
I wanna lick your booty, girl. Let me touch your toes, girl.
Oh. Black guys love feet.
Wanna give you massage. And I see that booty, girl. Big like Nicki Minaj. Girl, you got me feeling.
Oh, he's touching himself.
Feeling like I want you. I'm creeping on your Facebook pics, girl. Jacking off to you, girl.
All right.
checking off to you, girl. I even use two hands sometimes. I even use two hands sometimes. And I got the grip, girl. And I got the grip, girl.
I'm really going to town.
And I got the grip, girl.
Spasming.
And I got the grip, girl. And I'm checking off to you, girl. I'm checking off to you, girl. Cause I want you to know, girl. I'm checking off to you, girl.
Is he crying? He might be
my
crying.
My penis loves you. My penis loves your body.
Okay, enough. I can't play anymore. Maybe on DVDA we'll finish it up. But as for right now, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news. Yeah, just a few things to mention. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? I don't know if you realize this. If you're new, you might not. But I do this for a living. This is my sole job, doing Distorted View and the Sideshow and now DVDA, all that shit. That's what I do for a living, and I support myself through subscriptions from the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It is DV's member site. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since 2004, so there's days worth of DV to listen to, you know. Over, what, 1,600 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do new content for Sideshow Freaks. Extended shows, like on Tuesday. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive just for Sideshow members. And, of course, archives of DVDA, you know, in video casts and all that sort of stuff. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreaksSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are available to those, you know, who got a big fat refund check, never have to worry about recurring charges again. You just pay a one-time fee, and you're a lifetime Sideshow Freak. Also, don't forget about AdamandEve.com. They've got a great deal for you. Half off just about any item. That's 50% off. You pick something in your cart, you'll get 50% off, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs that you get to pick out, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code DV. The letters DV, just put that into the as you're checking out, there's a little promo code area. You type that in and boom, you'll automatically see all your savings at Adam and Eve. Again, coupon code DV. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I seriously think Pizza Hut's trying to kill us. They are coming out with some crazy pizzas. I don't know who they hired over there, but a mad genius is who they hired designing pizza crust and shit. All right. We talked about, what the hell? First of all, they've come out with some sort of, like, cheesy, you know how, like, they had stuffed crust pizza, right? Then they had stuffed crust cheesy bites pizza, where, the crust that you could actually pull apart. They're like breadsticks that you could pull apart, right? Okay. Then they fill, instead of cheese in the crust, they put a fucking hot dog. And now, cheeseburgers have been added to the crust. There are about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 mini cheeseburgers, like sliders, little pockets around the goddamn cheeseburger. In the world of unnecessary pizza innovation, those crazy guys at Pizza Hut have outdone themselves yet again. Just a few weeks back, they were tirelessly stuffing crust with hot dogs, and now they're adding mini cheeseburgers to pizzas we know and love. Over in the Middle East, they've created the Crown Crust Carnival Pizza, which has, it should be the Crown Crust Cardiac Arrest Pizza, which has a customized crust filled with either mini cheeseburgers or chicken fillets. I don't even think it can be called a pizza anymore. Actually, what they could do is, instead of stuffing those circular pockets around the pizza with cheeseburgers, they could put pizzas in there. It could be a pizza. I've copyrighted that. That's my idea. You can't steal that from me, Pizza Hut, unless you give me lots of money. All right, so you've got the pizzas that you can, I guess, or the, I'm sorry, the cheeseburgers that you can sort of pull apart. And then in the middle, there's like, it looks like sausage or maybe some ground beef and cheese and tomatoes and lettuce, you know, stuff you'd find on a cheeseburger. So that's Pizza Hut's new cheeseburger crust pizza. So stupid. All right, second story we have for you today. This sounds like something I might do, and it happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state. date.
I love Sody Pop, and not even drinking it. I mean, I enjoy it, I guess, like anyone else, but I just love the whole industry. I love new products when they come out. I love the design of cans. Like, I'm just weird like that, right? So I and it's crossed my mind to steal a soda machine once or twice, right? Like, that would be kind of cool to have in the house. All right, the story comes from Kissimmee. According to officials, 39-year-old Reginald Lamar Harris and 43-year-old Julius Russell Kervin were spotted loading a soda machine into the back of a pickup truck. When the suspect saw the witness, they fled the area. Deputies canvassed the business and found two damaged soft drink machines in the back of the store. Deputies searched the area and based a detailed description of the vehicle, a Ford F-250 truck. They located the suspects driving westbound on Highway 192. They continued to follow the vehicle at a distance and observed the vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and run through a red light and a stop sign before it attempted to drive through a wall opening at the dead end of North Lavon Avenue. The vehicle crashed into the wall and the suspects fled on foot, but were apprehended a short distance later. Now, I want to know what the soda machine was. If it was just a standard soda vending machine, that's stupid. That's a fuck-witted thing to do. But if it's like a Coca-Cola freestyle machine, I could get behind that. It dispenses over 100 different sodas. It's crazy. Orange Coke, Raspberry Coke, Lime Coke, Vanilla Sprite, for Christ's sakes, Cherry Mellow Yellow. I'm surprised more people aren't trying to steal these goddamn freestyle machines. If you haven't experienced yet, go on, I don't know, there's some website you can go to find where your nearest freestyle machine is at. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience. I will tell you this, though. I would never steal that machine because I've done research on it, and it's like weird. It's like connected to some server, and it's constantly sending information back to Coke about, you know, who's buying what and what's popular, what's not, different levels of the, you know, flavoring, and it'll automatically order new flavors. So, you know, it would know if I stole it and set it up in my living room or something. I don't need to go to jail for that. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. And finally today, have you guys heard about that autistic kid? He was supposedly being very bad in class, and come to find out, the teachers were bullying him. The father was like, "My kid doesn't lash out. He's very sweet. He never does this at home." So he got suspicious, and he wired his kid, right? And recorded everything that went down at school. And it's kind of surprising what was found. Now, I have to say, and you know something horrible is going to come out of my mouth when my voice lowers, like we're whispering now, just between you and me. Get ready for some asshole comments. Just between you and me, this wasn't a real school. You know what I mean? Like, it's a school for the Riris, for the slow kids, right? For, like, the, you know, for the autistics. So they probably don't know what's going on anyway. Like, what's being said. So you got to take this with a grain of salt. Yeah, the teachers were talking about, you know, getting drunk and how much they hate their husbands and shit. But do the autistic kids really know what's going on? I don't know. I mean, they're in the corner sitting Indian style eating their shoelaces. Here's the news. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to read the news story. Here is the YouTube video that the father posted.
Is a 10-year-old boy with autism.
Akian.
Now, Akian is this wonderful, happy child, and he always has been.
That's why
it was so shocking when he started school this year at Horace Mann Elementary here in Cherry Hill, that we, literally from the first week back, we got reports that he'd been hitting the teacher and hitting the aides and throwing chairs over.
Okay, so there's the setup. Sorry, it's funny. Here's what was recorded when the kid was wired.
Well, yeah, I didn't get to finish my phone statement. I was just giving a sip to these. Shut up! And he says, but wait a second. Do you have any idea how painful that is as a grown-up? I told you what happened to me. I thought I was dying. I took myself to the hospital for a spinal tap.
Honestly, I have no idea what she's talking about. Do you? She said she found some guy, and then she took herself in for a spinal tap, and she's telling the kid to shut up! I'm telling a story here! It's not that interesting, lady. All right, here we go. Here's some more. This is after the bell rings and the class begins.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's today? Friday. Yeah, it is. So what do we have tomorrow?
Saturday.
Woo! No, and what about Monday? No,
seems okay. Like, yeah, what's today? Friday. What's tomorrow? Saturday. This is, you know, this is a good speed for the autistic kids.
You know why?
Why are you doing the happy dance?
This is what you tell them over.
Okay, wait. Okay, so she started to talk to the kids, and now she seems to be talking to the teacher aide or something. And she's talking about how she had a bottle of wine and no food, and she was heaving this morning. Listen, I know who's in charge today. The wine is in charge. The wine won, okay?
Okay, so look.
Ugh.
We didn't change them. Tomorrow will not be Thursday. Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
I think she's doing Rebecca Black there. Even the autistic kids are like, wow, she's fucking retarded. All right, so I'm going to play one more clip here. According to the video, the only time during the day that Akeen or whatever screamed or cried was immediately following a staff member humiliating or being mean to him. All right. Akeen will sometimes make noises or talk softly to himself. Well, I do that. He has autism. Oh, my God. Maybe I have autism. It's not a big deal. He shouldn't be made fun of for it, but he was. This happened a few minutes after the Elky Hall conversation. The teacher says, who are you talking to? Nobody?
Not get off. Now close, hands down, quiet. Hands together. Mouth. Turn this. Turn this. And first day, stop.
Stop crying, you big fucking baby!
Turn around this way, please. Ian, you're not going to earn if your mouth is going. Earn it. Okay, then what do you need?
Pacifier.
And where are your hands?
Punch in the face.
Now your head is your up. Hands. Your head is up. Your head is up. Hand. Yeah, you know where it is? So yes, nose. Look at his box. His box. Okay.
Earn it. Oh, boy. Keep going, too.
Knock it off.
Go ahead and scream, because guess what? You're going to get nothing.
Oh, Ernest!
And your mouth is shut.
Go ahead and scream, because guess what? You're going to get nothing until your mouth is shut. No cookies for you.
Friends are listening.
Are they in any of these?
No, they're fine. Shut your mouth.
I think when I went to, like, elementary school and stuff, it was a different time because I'm pretty sure my teachers told me to shut the hell up. I'm not autistic, technically. But, yeah, I think teachers were harder back then. And it goes by – every generation is the same. Like, when I went to school, my parents were like, oh, your teachers are too easy on you. They're not giving you the paddle. As a matter of fact, the paddle was retired when I was in third grade. Up until that point, which would have been, like, what, 1987 or something, maybe 88, they were using the paddle in Northeast Ohio, which seems like that should have been retired many, many years ago, but whatever. Here is one more clip I wanted to share with you because this is pretty great. The teachers ask Akeen or whatever what he was doing, and he said he went to the library to look at sculptures or something.
What are you doing in the library yesterday? You looked at sculpture. That's what you did?
Oh my God, these teachers are so annoying. What'd you do last night, huh? Where'd you go, huh?
Did you look at books?
You look at the books, huh? You got a library, look at the books, huh? See all the hardcovers, all the paperbacks, huh? Some trade publications, maybe some magazines.
Yeah, no. Did you go to see any books in the library, or you just look at sculptures?
I'd be crying, too, if these women were screaming at me like that.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I have to listen very closely, but she says, oh, Akeen, you're a bastard. Bitch. 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 Cackling bitches they are. All right, so there you go. By the way, this father surprisingly has not set up a lawsuit or anything. He's not after money, which is shocking to me. He just wants an apology. I say go for the money. Payday. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm sorry, I didn't know what today was. I forgot. I should have known. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. And then it's Friday. And then it's the we so excited. We so excited for the weekend. Partying. Hey! I don't know. All right, yeah, let's do a couple voicemails here. Caller, you're on live with Tim Henson. Previously recorded.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Hey, now not underage listener. I don't fucking know why I didn't call you. Rob from Texas here.
Someone turned 18
right now, and you're the only thing that's gotten me through. Well, let's just say 8th grade all the way up now. So for,
look at these kids growing up with DV.
For 5 years, I've been
holy shit! I weep for our country.
Fuck, that's a long time. Anyways, I just want to let you know that last year I was in class, and this teacher wouldn't let my friend go to the bathroom. And so my friend got up to leave. And believe it or not, he got up to leave. And the teacher blocked the door. And so my friend pissed in the fucking trash can, man.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I think that's bullshit. If you're a fucking high school... And I realize teenagers are shits. And they probably try to pull stunts all the time where they tell the teacher, I need to go to the bathroom. And they really don't have to go. However... if you're a teacher and you don't let a kid, you know, piss or shit, I think they're, you know, the kid should just fucking shit right, you know, on his desk or something and then throw it at the teacher. Listen to me. Kids in high school listening to this program, first of all, you shouldn't be. You should be over 18. However, if a teacher ever tells you you can't go to the restroom, tell him to fuck off. Tell him Tim Henson said to fuck off and then piss right in his face or something.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's bullshit. Frank from Tucson. And you know we all care about you, right? And
but?
That's why I'm calling in to talk to you about not your little Red Bull problem. I mean, this shit getting serious, man. Like I'm watching the live shows and, you know, you're drinking Red Bull and, you know, at the end you start, you know, you look like you're high on meth or something, man. You're like shaking. You're
not shaking.
I don't know, man. And I'm worried about you, dude. Like, we'll be pissed. Like, is it really green or something? Because one of my friends kept drinking, like, energy drinks. And then his piss turned a different color. And I don't know. You're probably going to get, like, a kidney stone, man. So
no, shut up. I don't drink that. I have one fucking can a day, and it's when I'm doing the show or right before the show. And it's to give me the little pep that I need. And I guarantee in a year or two, it's going to be... It's gonna be Coke. I'm gonna be doing.
Tim, it's weird.
Red Bull's a fucking gateway drug.
Side show member. Drinking.
Okay.
And I just flipped through the channels and there's this new show about Wilson Phillips fucking getting back together and shit.
Great.
And
that sounds like a ratings winner.
And did you at one time sing like karaoke that fucking song with you?
No, I don't think so, but I certainly can.
Fucking that shit?
Maybe. It sounds like something I would say.
I have this weird, distinct memory of you doing that shit, and I don't know if I'm just...
I may have done a short little chunk of that song.
Timmy, I am so sorry. I just saw the best bar fight I've ever seen, and I did not act fast enough to record it.
Well, describe it to me.
Afterwards... The whole place was just covered in weaves that were pulled out. There's broken pool cues everywhere, and it was just glorious. And I could not hit the record button in time. I'm sorry, Tim. I feel like I'm letting you in the show down. But it's been killer this week, and
thank you.
Love you and keep it up.
Aw, love you too,
Tim. This is soon to be sideshow member Cygnus.
Hi, Cygnus. I think I've seen you in the chat room.
Have you ever read the book Arabian Nights? I just started reading that and like...
I think I've seen a gay porn called that, though.
I know you're probably thinking, books for freaks? No. But this book is amazing. I'm literally like 10 pages into this thing, and there have already been two sex scenes, both one of which involved a black man that lived in a tree, and the other one involved... Well, it didn't really show the sex scene, but afterwards, both people got cut in half. it's pretty fantastic.
Well, everyone, check out Arabian Nights, a DV book club selection.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Member from Seattle, Washington. Those round yurtles, we had those in Utah when you're growing up, and I tell people about it all the time. And
the what? Wait a second. What is it? The round noodles?
Tim, those round yurtles, we had
the round urinals.
Those in Utah when you're growing up, and I tell people about it all the time, and nobody believes me. It was probably about 8 feet in diameter, and guys would just go up. It was in the male bathroom for the local swimming pool. So, yeah, everyone would just stand around the pit and work on their way.
Yeah, you know, a listener called in and said, Tim, I think you were mistaken, because in my high school, they had round sinks. And then it got me thinking, like, wait, maybe that guy was right. Maybe maybe I was thinking of a sink and not a toilet. I mean, I'll piss in either. But then I was remembering, well, wait a second. I remember in junior high, we had those sinks. There was like a big sink in like shop class or something, or near shop class. And that was a sink. We washed our hands before and after we got dirty making wood things or whatever. But I distinctly remember something weird happened in elementary school. I may have been raped. I don't know, by a teacher.
Bang it. Dude, you're disgusting looking. You should really minimize the resolution on your screen.
This guy, I can't. I mean, first of all, look, you're not the first person to say I'm ugly. But every single time he calls in, it's the same thing. Hey, faggot. So, you know what? No more from you. I can take people calling me a faggot, but it's just every single time with you. Why are you listening to the show? Tune into something else. Download another podcast. I'm sick of this guy. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
This is like a gamer's ride, dog.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Got DVDA today, live for everyone. It'll be archived for Sideshow Freaks tomorrow. We've got a Sideshow exclusive program. So if you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Nanerpus, and guess what? I love pancakes.